الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. In various ways we have been taught that we should prepare for the month of Ramadan. And Allah give us tawfiq. We see that Allah Ta'ala beautifies Jannat from the beginning of the year, that is from Muharram, 9 months in advance. Allah beautifies Jannat for the coming of the month of Ramadan. From Rajab, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua is famous. That he made dua, give us barakat in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and then let us reach Ramadan. And one riwayat, Mubarak lana fi Ramadan, give us barakat in the month of Ramadan as well. So one aspect of this preparation is, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, that 11 months we fed our bodies very well. We ate not only 3 meals a day, but 5 meals, perhaps even 6 meals a day, with some snacks in between and everything. So this is a month that we now should try and close those roads. And by feeding the body, the nafs, then the nafs becomes also strong. And all the taqazas, the desires, the demands of the nafs also become strong. And a person desires, and the nafs usually goes towards material things. It's made from the things of this world, so it goes to things of this world. So all that we have been doing for 11 months, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali pleads that this 1 month now, the end, Ramzan is for that, to close the road of the nafs, that we keep rozas, for example, and in that way we close the road of the nafs, and now we are given the time to feed our soul, our ruh, and all the ghiza, the food of the soul. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims we were making namaz whole year, tilawat of Quran Sharif, but now with the coming of Ramadan, that must be made much more now. All that tilawat, dhikr, our rozas we keep, try and keep the rozas also properly, which the ulama have explained, roza of the eyes also, that we don't look at anything which is not only haram, that is out of the question, but even what is undesirable, we try and avoid totally. And if we do that in the month of Ramadan, by the barakat of it, Allah will save us the whole year from looking at haram also, from looking at undesirable things also. Roza of the tongue also, that we don't speak undesirable things. We are commanded to control our tongues all the time. But in the month of Ramadan, even more. And keep our tongues busy with tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah, dua, amar bil ma'aruf, nahya anil munkar, tabliq, ta'aleem, tazkir, all the good work that we should try and involve. If we will do that, then these qualities will remain for us, with us, for the rest of the year also. Rozas of our ears also, that we shouldn't listen to anything which is haram, is out of the question. Even permissible things which are unnecessary in the month of Ramadan, we should make that extra effort, that things which are permissible also, but they are not necessary for us, avoid all those things also. Then we will get the full barakat of the month of Ramadan. And in this way, we will feed our ruh. And we will be able to make our ruh strong. And if the ruh becomes strong, and it will overpower the nafs, then our lives will be in conformity easily. And with joy, we will conform to the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this is a wonderful occasion Allah Ta'ala has given us, which is right at our doorstep. We should be getting ready for it from now already. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the most rozas he kept out of the month of Ramadan was in the month of Sha'ban. And in all other ways also, we should get ready with rozas, with tilawat, and fix some goals for a month of Ramadan. That so many khatams I will make, and so much of my tasbihat I will read, so much durood sharif, so much istighfar, so much I will give sadaqah, so much duas I fix my times, and also certain other goals. We all have got bad habits. Some of us may be smoking, so make a goal that when I can stay away from my cigarettes the whole day, then why can't I stay away from it the whole year also? In the same way, some of us may be having the habit of talking a lot. Every time we just talking, and I have to give my comment in everything. And today, especially with the cell phone, the fingers itch until I don't also send a message. And I also don't do something. So try and control that. Set some goals. Control our tongues. Control our eyes. And the month of Ramadan is so conducive for it. It is so easy to do all this. And if we will do it by the barakat of this month, Allah will save us for the whole year. And eventually, our whole lives we will get saved from all these things. And our spirituality will be going higher and higher. And by the time we meet Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, we have worked on our spirituality. Allah in His fadl and karam will put us on the stages of perfection before He takes us away. If we walk in that direction, it is the system of Allah that He shows His fadl, and then He takes us with having reached perfection. Though we couldn't, Allah will put us there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate this great month. And this month is not a month of feasting, that we already, women folk especially, preparing all their pies and samosas, savouries, etc., getting their white meat, etc., preparing. Now the real preparation, even for the children, to make up their mind that this is a month of fasting, not of feasting. This is a month more of feeding the poor than eating ourselves. We should think more that all those pies and the samosas, which are expensive also, that amount of money, if we give it for simple food for the poor people, how much more won't that be beneficial? So we try and prepare in that direction, and Allah give us the true anwarat and barakat and the true spirit, the ruh of the month of Ramadan. It is for the ruh, and Allah give us the ruh of Ramadan. And let us realize what this great month is. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness and to His pleasure. Wa akhiru da'wana.